Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today's show, we're going to talk about the choices that we make and also working on trying to live the best life that you can possibly live. Well, I know everybody talks about what they're going to do and the New Year's resolution time is just left, but today what we want to talk about really is the freedom to choose. Each and every one of us has a choice, and the choice is not only to choose our response, which actually takes up a lot of what it is that we actually accomplish, but we also have a choice to choose our freedom. And the freedom to choose your choice is also the mindset of what is it that you want out of life? What is it that you want from life? What is it that you expect from others? What are you giving to the others that makes you feel as though you rate what you're getting? Are you getting what you want from the other people in your life? Are you sending the correct signals? Are you demonstrating yourself to be a person of character? Are the people that you're actually attracting to yourself really the people that you want to be around? Are they the people that's going to give you the most bang for your buck, so to speak? And not necessarily money, but in general. I mean, what are you getting out of the people that you're dealing with? Understand that in order for you to become a person of quality, in order for you to truly choose a life of freedom, in order for you to understand that freedom, that you have the freedom to choose what goes on in your life and what your outcomes are, first thing we need to actually realize is that most of us are responsible for our situations, good, bad, or indifferent. I know a lot of people would want to argue that and say that they didn't bring the poor relationship into their lives, they didn't bring the arguments into their lives, they didn't bring the car accident into their lives, they didn't bring the sickness into their lives, that they didn't bring a lot of things into their lives. Well, I also understand that a lot of us like to think of it in the fact that we're Irish, we're Italian, we have that type of attitude. Well, we're natural drinkers, all of these different things. Well, your family's history and your propensity and your choices are just that. They are your choices. They are things that you decided to take on, be it characteristics, be it attitudes, be it expressions. Because you're from New York doesn't mean that you're any smarter than the guy from Idaho, all right? Because you live in Hollywood doesn't mean you're going to be a model. Because your mother was big or your father was big does not necessarily mean that you're going to be big. You may be tall, but as far as big, and when I say big, I mean mostly fat and out of shape, that's a choice. That's a lifestyle choice. Now, again, I also understand that there are different people that have different hereditary traits that they've kind of inherited from their parents. Okay, guess what? That's each and every one of us, so get over that. However, I do know that for most people, those hereditary traits are not the things that dictate their joy, their happiness, and in a lot of cases, their health or mental stability. The fact that your mother or father couldn't have a relationship or your grandparents or whatever has nothing to do with your relationship. The fact that your dad weighed 300 pounds in most cases, not all, but in most cases has nothing to do with the fact that you weigh 300 or 400 or 250. It doesn't really matter. Those are choices and those are lifestyles. Because you grew up on a certain thing doesn't mean that you have to continue on that path. Each and every one of us is faced with a whole bunch of different choices in our lives. And from those choices, we choose the directions in which paths we want to go on. Again, for some of us, those paths may be a little limited, but as we step into life and as we do different things, if we decide to make choices that are going to help us grow and help us mature and help us progress, then guess what? As you go, your choices are going to become more plentiful. You're going to be able to choose things that maybe your dad or your mom or whomever in your past couldn't choose. Why? They couldn't choose them because they didn't decide to basically grab the bull by the horns and actually not do some of the things that you've decided not to do. That also goes for those of us that have not done some of the things that we need to do. Your choices are actually in direct response to what it is that you've made available in your life. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people that have been born with certain opportunities, but a lot of times those people that are born with those opportunities don't take advantage of them. If you look historically, it's usually not the person that has everything that actually does a whole lot of things with the things they've had. It's the people who appreciate the things that they have and from that appreciation have realized that these are things that they can do to better themselves and better the lives of others. These are people who have thrown away the excuses and taken positive action to do something with whatever they had, be it the limited things they had or the plentiful things they had. Because, again, if you don't have, you know, if you've got a perfect example, if you've got to go to the bathroom, and in order for you to go to the bathroom, you've got to walk from the bed, which is, let's say, 20 feet. You've got to walk from the bed to the bathroom in order to not wet yourself. The first thing that you have to do is what? You have to get up out the bed. Now, there's a series of other things that also need to take place so that you don't wet yourself, but you need to at least take that first initiative. That first initiative is realize that if you don't get out of the bed and go to the bathroom, you're going to wet yourself. Then, from there, understanding that in order for you to get out the bed, you actually have to make your body do what your mind is telling it that it needs to do, and hopefully that's to get up off your butt and go to the bathroom. Unfortunately, we live in a world where a lot of people know that there's things that they need to do to change their life, to change their focus, and to change their present path, but yet they refuse to basically get out of the bed. They refuse to recognize that they need to get out of the bed, and because they fail to take the action on any level, they end up wetting themselves. Now, again, there's more to it, and in life there's more to it, but you really don't get much simpler than that. If you want to choose freedom in your life and you choose to have a happy life, then you have to go ahead and initiate the initial motions and actually to get you to that stage. So you have to get out the bed. Now, I'm using the bed and the bathroom as metaphors, but let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, what is it that you want in your life? What is it that you want to get out of this limited amount of time that you have on this planet to make a mark? And for that mark to be something that's a legacy and not just debt and not just wasted time and not just wasted energy. If you want to be the best person that you can possibly be, it's going to take some action, some work, all right, some effort. If you're not willing to do those things, then guess what? You're going to get what you get. And that's what probably more than 90% of the population gets. They get what they get. Again, I find it really weird that most of us will work harder for someone else than we'll work for ourselves. I find it really weird that all of us are praying and wishing that things would change, yet we refuse to change. In order for things to change, we must change. In order for things to change, we must take action. In order for your life or my life to get better, then either you or I need to take some steps to start moving ourselves on that path of success. And ladies and gentlemen, it takes courage. We all need to lead by example. You You know, the examples can empower you and empower others. You know, I'm hoping that the words coming out of my mouth and the sound of my voice is reaching some people that are looking to actually make change. And I'm not talking about change for a moment or change for a day. I'm talking change for a lifetime, change that you can look back on and go, wow, you know, that really did work for me. I'm telling you to find a way to keep track of what's working and what's not working, and to then remove the things that aren't working. But in order for you to remove the things that aren't working, you have to actually put them in practice. If you're listening but you're not hearing, okay, if you're hearing but you're not listening, a lot of us are hearing, but few of us are really listening. We're not taking in the information. A lot of us are understanding, but we're really not understanding the information and putting it into a context in which we can understand. There's nothing that I'm saying or any other person that's trying to do you good is saying that doesn't make sense. It's just you deciding to take action on that information. Most of us know what we need to do. It's just a point of actually doing it. It's just a point of actually taking that information and then putting that information to use. So whether a person is empowering or has empowered you or not, they really have done nothing but share some information with you. You're the one that's actually given their words power. You're the one that can take that association and turn that association into something that means something for you. You know, all it requires is that you decide and understand that you have certain unique talents. And once you start to cultivate those unique talents and start to put them to use, they will benefit you, and they'll also benefit the world. Do some people have talents that other people don't? Yes. However, when you look at the talents that some people have, are these people that worked to where now the talent that you see as something that came overnight is something that they've worked on for years? It's just that now you see that this person can do that. That isn't really a talent. That's somebody that's worked to get themselves to a certain stage in their lives to where they could do a certain thing. Everything has requirements. And all you have to do is take the right steps. Most of us need to step out of our comfort zone, and we need to step into the area of risk. You know, they say that if you quit your job, you're taking a risk. Well, if you're working for somebody, you're really taking a risk. And nobody's saying to quit your job and just, you know, go out there and everything's going to work for you. It's going to take some trial and error. But it's the people that fail the most that also succeed the most. And it's the people that fail the least that actually fail the most. And why is that? Because a person that's taking risk, and I'm not talking about risks with your life or your health. I'm talking about risks in the sense of not necessarily doing what everybody else is doing, but still doing the right things. I'm talking about trying to grow your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. I'm not talking about stepping out of your comfort zone that's going to cause you a lot of pain, as in physical pain. I'm talking about you taking risk to be willing to fail, to be willing to accept some rejection. Because, again, if it's worth it, then you're worth it. You know, consider other things that have happened to you. Consider me, the person that's talking to you on the show right now, and think about what reawakenings you can start, what dominant desires are spurring with inside you to your greater achievement. What are your dreams? What are your desires? What are the things that you really want? What would you like to do to make this world a better place? What are your gifts? All of us have gifts, but very few of us really share them. You know, how deeply do you want to push for your dreams and your desires? You know, away from the daily grind that you deal with every day, be it at work or what have you. Think of how much time you spend just trying to get to your office, those of us that, you know, work 10, 20, 30 miles away from where we live. Think of the traffic every day. Think of the grind that you're going through in order to get to work. Now, factor that time into what you're getting paid. Yes, you may be getting paid $10 an hour, $30 an hour, $40 an hour, $60 an hour, $100 an hour. But if that's the case, factor in how much time it's taking you to drive from place to place. How much is parking costing you? How much is gas costing you? How much is the cleaner's bill to get your clothes ready so that you can impress that person at the office or those persons at the office? Think of all of the things that you're actually paying for that you're not being reimbursed for. When you look at it that way, most of us aren't getting paid nearly what we believe that we should be getting paid. Life is meant to be an adventure, and it's an adventure with your name on it. So what is it that you want out of your life? What are you waiting for? Why aren't you doing the things that you truly dream of doing? Why aren't you being the person that you truly mean to be? Why are you not getting the most out of your life? And what's holding you back? You and me and all of us need to assume the roles that we were meant to play, not the roles that someone has set up for us. You know, I say to my self-defense students, especially when I teach the women's self-defense class or the rape aggression defense class, I tell the ladies, if you don't want to get hired for the part, don't fit the script. Well, ladies and gentlemen, most of us are living a script of mediocre. We're living a script of average, and we're getting cast for those parts. If every human being is above average, why do so many people have a mundane, everyday, boring, and unfulfilling life? Most of us are absorbed by things that shouldn't be absorbing us. Most of us are trapped in a mindset of limitation. We're trapped in a mindset of mediocrity. We're trapped in a mindset of not wanting to help our fellow man, but only wanting to help ourselves. Again, you've heard me say this before, but like Zig Ziglar said, he said, if you'll help everybody else get what they want, you'll have everything that you want. Well, that's the premise of what Zurian on the Zurian Show tries to do. I try to share as much information as possible that I think is helpful. If you don't think it's helpful, don't listen to the Zurian Show. If you do think it's helpful, please feel free to share it with anybody who you think it can help. But my overall goal is not money. My overall goal is to help as many people as possible through every means that I can. And then as I help them, hopefully I'll have some people that want to help back. I'll have some people that hear this and get something out of it, even in some cases where I may not know that I helped someone, but I did. And that's the whole thing. The whole thing is to be able to save a life, to save a mindset, to save somebody and help them, and to also to do the thing that is going to be basically a gift to them. So for me, this is a gift. It's a gift that I'm sharing with you. Now, you have gifts that you should be sharing with other people. How deep have you pushed for your dreams and your desires away from, again, getting away again from that daily grind? What is it that makes your heart sing? What is it that moves you? You know, there's an adventure out there, and again, it's got your name on it. You need to take the steps so that you can move forward in your life. It will take you places that you've never been, places that will give you the opportunity to accomplish things that you never dreamed possible. But you actually have to have those dreams. You actually have to take those steps and understand that if you're willing to take those first steps and you're willing to stay the course and stay positive and keep that motivated energy up and understand that your wish and your goals are very possible, all you have to do is truly wish them and then, of course, do the things necessary for them to come to reality, that you're setting yourself up for success. You're not setting yourself up for failure. You're putting yourself on the path. Understand that, too, the universe will conform with you to give you whatever it is that you want, but you have to want it in your heart and soul, and you need to believe it. You need to see it in your mind's eye and see it as if it has already happened. See it as if it, you can hold it, you can feel it, you can taste it, you have it. Believe in it like nobody's business. Understand that your dream is possible, your life is possible, and the things that you want out of this world are all possible if you truly believe and then are willing to do the things necessary to set yourself up for success. Everything that you want, again, is waiting for you. But again, there are steps that you need to take. There are things that you need to do, be it that you're working on growing your business, improving your relationship with your kids or your significant other, improving your workspace, bringing something to the market that you truly want to bring to the market. Success, as they say, leaves clues. Look around you and see what's going on in the world, and then what can you bring to the party that will make it a real party, a happy party, a fulfilling party, a positive party? Also, what do you have in your life that's not helping you to bring that joy, that success, and those dreams to fruition? Those things are the things that you need to remove. But instead of worrying about removing them, how about we create more things that are more positive, and then as we let those positive things come in, we use them to replace those things that aren't positive, those things that aren't helping us grow. And you'll always hear me say this, also removing those people that aren't positive and don't help us grow. Your dreams and desires are possible. Opportunity to accomplish the things that you've never dreamed are very possible. If you step into it, you will most surely get in touch with some of your deepest fears too. And as you get in touch with those deepest fears, understand that that's part of the process. That's part of the journey. That's part of what's going to put you on the path that you want to be on as you reach for your success. You will get in touch with yourself, but you'll also get in touch and become more alive. You'll become really alive. What hangs in the balance is truly the quality of your life. Your life, ladies and gentlemen, is now. So what are you waiting for? Step away from the zombie-like, average, dead, walking type of mindset that you experience every day. People that sit in their cubicles and they're just waiting for Friday. You know, what is it? Thank God it's Wednesday, which is hump day. Then thank God it's Friday. Then dreading Monday. Going out and doing things to yourself on Friday that definitely aren't things that make you grow, aren't things that help you, but they're basically becoming an entertainment junkie to where most of us are entertaining ourselves to death to only be upset on Sunday knowing that you've got to go back to that grind again on Monday. So I'm going to give you a couple of steps, and hopefully these things that I'm saying will be helpful to you. One, you need to be a player. And when I say be a player, I mean you need to get into the game of life. You need to get on the field of life. You need to handle the ball. You need to run the yards. You need to dribble to the basket. You actually need to get involved in the number one entity that you have, which is you. So you need to get into the game of your life. You need to become a player. The next thing is, most people are holding back. Well, guess what? You need to stop holding back. You need to be the real you. Now, notice I didn't say be rude or be obnoxious or any of those things. What I'm saying is that there's true genius within everybody. But if you hold back your genius, then the only person you're probably hurting is you. In actuality, you're probably hurting the world because each of us has gifts. But you can't hold back. That's number two. You have to stop holding back and stop being around people that hold you back. Number three, you need to be of service to others. It will give of giving of yourself will be great, and it will give you great satisfaction. Plus that, now you're helping other people to grow. Sometimes some of us only need a couple of thank yous. Sometimes some of us only need a little encouragement, and that little encouragement might come when we really need it. We're at our lowest low, and somebody that didn't have to give us a compliment gives us a compliment. When somebody says you look nice today, or somebody says you're losing weight, or somebody says I read that paper that you did that was really good, or somebody goes onto your blog talk show and leaves some comments talking about how the show has helped them. When somebody goes to your Facebook or your LinkedIn or something like that and says something positive about you or gives you something positive that you can use, and they share that with you, these are things that are come of service. You can't just give blindly. Giving money, I'll take it, but giving money is a great thing. But you need to give of yourself more than you need to give of your wallet. Please don't not give of your wallet. but also give of yourself. Find that balance, because guess what? It's more appreciated than the money. Number four, you need to focus forward. You need to be positive. You need to understand that your dreams and aspirations can happen, but you need to take positive action, and you need to also to have positive thought to get you where you need to get. You need to visualize. You need to get your dream board. You need to start hanging around positive people. You need to let positive things come out of your mouth so that it goes back into your ears. You need to associate around people that also have that positive mindset and people that are also willing to give and are going to help you grow and help other people grow. The next thing, number five, you need to plan for success, ladies and gentlemen. You need to plan your work and work your plan. Is it always going to work out? Of course it isn't. But what always does work out? Nothing always does work out. But guess what? If you don't have a plan, then you don't know what's working and what's not working. You don't have any type of course. You don't have a compass that's going to show you north or south. You're just winging it. You're just jumping out in the middle of an open field and spinning around and going, I think I'll go that way. You're not even looking at the sun, okay? You're just arbitrarily picking a direction and then saying, well, fate, do your worst. Well, guess what? Fate will do its worst. So you need to have a plan, and you need to have a plan to a plan, all right? You need to decide what it is that you want, how you want it, what are the things that are going to show you that you're on the right track, what are the things that will clearly show you that you're on the wrong track. What is it that you want out of this venture? What is it that you want out of this effort that you're putting in so that you can see how close you are to whatever that next goal is? And then the next goal, and then the next goal, constantly making it so that you can see yourself moving forward. Number six. Number six is great communication and listen more than you speak and ask questions. All of us want to talk. All of us want to share our intellect and our great stories, and everybody wants to do the one-upsman. Well, guess what? I already know that in my mind, everybody that I talk to has already gone through far more than I have. So I listen, and I listen, and I listen. Even when I talk about my business, there's people that I've talked to about my business where at the end of the conversation, I haven't really talked about my business. However, I've helped them to find the answer that they were looking for. So, yeah, I talked 2 minutes about myself and my business, but I talked 25 minutes or listened for 25 minutes to tell them about what they needed to hear, had to hear, and things that served them, giving them a way to vent. Now, some people take it a different way, and I'm not saying just be a person that just listens, but what I am saying is please do get your point across. Please do share what you need to share with people, but understand that until most people realize that you're listening to them or have listened to them, they're not going to and not going to be listening to you. The next thing, number seven, be consistent. Whatever it is that you've decided that you want to do, do it with vigor. Do it with all your heart and do it with honesty. Be fair and consistent and deal with people the way that you'd want to be treated and dealt with and deal with them even better. Again, these are my seven tips to try to help anybody that decides that this information is good for them to use. They work. They're time-tested and they'll work for you. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you all for listening and understand that I am truly grateful for your time and your patience. Please have a wonderful and a great life, and I look forward to talking to you whenever it is that you're ready to talk to me. Please follow our show and share it with other people in the upper left-hand corner of the show. Be it that you're listening to the show live or after the fact, you can click follow and you'll get updates on future Zurian shows that come out there. But we hope that we're giving you information that is useful and of service to you and all of those that you wish to share it with. Again, thank you very much, and everybody have a great day. Take care.